With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hurricane Ernesto plowing ahead toward Bermuda. Forecasters warning residents on the tiny island to prepare to seek shelter.
It's already raining across Bermuda well ahead of the storm, and the winds are starting to pick up. But the worst is going to be Friday night into early Saturday when the hurricane moves pretty much right over the island.
Bob Orvac is lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Ernesto has continued to strengthen a little bit as it's moved northward through the western Atlantic. Wind speeds are up to 100 miles per hour. It's moving pretty steadily northeastward at about 13 miles per hour. The biggest impact looks like it's going to be for Bermuda.
He adds the Category 2 hurricane not expected to weaken before it slams into Bermuda. Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico will continue to live with less water next year from the Colorado River. That's happening after the U.S. government announced water cuts, preserving the status quo. Also at srnnews.com, U.S. authorities have arrested an illegal immigrant suspected in some two dozen murders.
Gianfranco Torres Navarro is the leader of the Peruvian gang Los Killers. He's wanted in Peru for the killings of 23 people, and Peruvian prosecutors say he's also known in Peru as Gianfranco 23, or Gianfranco 23. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested him Thursday in Endicott, New York. Authorities say the 38-year-old entered the U.S. illegally at the Texas-Mexico border on May 16th. He was arrested the same day and given a notice to appear for immigration proceedings. Authorities moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information that he's wanted in Peru. I'm Donna Water.
Scary moments in New Zealand where police retrieving small packages of methamphetamine wrapped as candy and unknowingly distributed through an Auckland food bank. This is SRN News. A warning about religious freedom abroad.
Foreign governments are spreading lies about Christians as a pretext to restricting their rights, so says the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Its latest report adds that, quote, government misinformation or disinformation can increase the risk of violence that targets religious minorities. The commission says the regimes of China, India, and Russia are three of the worst purveyors of religious disinformation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' parental rights campaign will feature in his state's local elections. Republican has endorsed 23 school board candidates across 14 counties this cycle, and he's targeted 14 incumbent members he wants voted out. It's part of his agenda to counter woke ideology in public schools and to allow parents more control over what kinds of material their kids are exposed to. This is SRN News.
Stocks drifted higher on Wall Street as they coasted to the close of the best week since November. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, extending its winning streak to a seventh day. The Dow rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ gained 2% also. Treasury yields eased a bit following a couple of mixed reports on the U.S. economy. The market's focus shifting next week to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where Fed Chair Jerome Powell will give a speech at a setting that's been home to big policy announcements in the past. The Dow up 96 points to close at 40,659. The NASDAQ gained 37 to 17,631. The S&P 500 adding 11 points to 5,554. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.